As anticipated for months, two-term Congressman Wesley Hunt this week officially entered the 2026 Texas Republican U.S. Senate primary. He joins a campaign that has been active for almost a year between four-term Senator John Cornyn and three-term Attorney General Ken Paxton. Though Mr. Hunt just became an official candidate, a super PAC supporting him has already spent a reported $6 million to positively promote him around the state. The advertisements were run in media markets throughout Texas, with the exception of Houston, where the congressman represents. Three-way polling suggests a runoff scenario is likely. At this point, it appears Senator Cornyn and A.G. Paxton are virtually tied, with Mr. Hunt well behind. Marine Corps veteran Amy McGrath, who proved her fundraising prowess in two unsuccessful political races, announced that she will enter the 2026 Kentucky U.S. Senate race. Previous losses were to Congressman Andy Barr, who may well again be her opponent in next year's Senate general election, and Senator Mitch McConnell. According to the down-ballot political blog Reporters, Ms. McGrath raised over $94 million for her two campaigns. She lost a close race to Representative Barr and in a landslide to Senator McConnell. The new Quinnipiac University, Pennsylvania statewide survey found an unusual response regarding Democratic Senator John Fetterman's job approval rating. The poll reveals a 46-38 positive ratio, but who favors and disfavors him cuts against the political grain. Among his fellow Democrats, Senator Fetterman's standing is upside down, with a poor 33-54% negative ratio. Yet among Republicans, the senator posts strongly positive numbers, 62-21%. Among independents, Senator Fetterman sees an equal share approving and disapproving of his performance in office. Another special election was held to fill a vacant congressional seat, this one in western Tennessee. On October 7th, both parties conducted competitive primary elections. For the Republicans, with President Trump's endorsement, former Tennessee Cabinet Secretary Matt Van Epps easily won the Republican nomination. On the Democratic side, in a tight four-way race that featured three state legislators, State Representative Afton Benn won the Democratic nomination. The 7th District is strongly Republican, so Mr. Van Epps is favored in the December 2nd special general election. The winner will replace resigned Republican Representative Mark Green, who left Congress to accept a position in the private sector. In what is clearly the strangest 2026 congressional race, we now have five candidates who held or ran for offices in other states competing in Florida's open 19th district. Included are former Congressman Chris Collins of New York and Madison Cawthorn from North Carolina, along with ex-Illinois State Senator Jim Oberweis. Two more candidates announced during the week. One lost a political contest in New York, the other in Illinois. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.